prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, it's a lot of fun because I tell you every week at the beginning of the hours of the show that I am filling your prescription and coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And here I sit, actually, in Republic, Missouri, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. So the remote studio is home to Armed American Radio. And joining me in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, Mark Craighead's wife, founder of Crossbreed Holsters, Carol Craighead. Pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's great.
Mark,
go ahead and pull that microphone just a little bit up. There we go. Yeah.
It's wonderful to have you here, and it's wonderful to finally hear. You know, we've heard it so many times, you know, from the Crossbreed Holster Studio,
right.
And it's just wonderful to actually have you here and producing the show from Crossbreed Holster.
Well, this will not be the first time, and we're running a test with some new equipment. It's going off without a hitch. We were in Arizona last week, and here we are today. And we're looking forward to doing this many, many more times. Sitting over here to my right in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I know you. We do all kinds of stuff. We film some stuff together. We're at the NRA convention together. Justin Murray, but you say, call me Murray. Don't call me Justin. Justin, what's your name?
My name is Justin Murray, but I go by Murray. All my friends call me Murray.
We just wanted to have some fun with that, so we're going to call you Murray, right? That's
yes,
okay. Welcome
you.
To the show, and it's great to be here in the Crossbreed Holster facility with you guys finally.
You too. Thank you.
We have another huge lineup. We got to cure the Hickenlooper Blues in the last hour. We'll do that again later in this hour, too. But again, so much news happening right now. John Lott, New York Times bestselling author, you know who he is, Fox News contributor, crime research. I'm on the wrong page here. But well, let's just go to John Lott and bring him in. John, welcome to the program. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Good to talk to you.
John, we've got so much to go over with you. Like we had Alan Gottlieb in the last hour, I don't even know where to start. Crime Prevention Research Center, what's your title there?
I'm the president and founder of the center.
Okay. You have got links out, a ton of them. It's hard for me to even keep up with what's going on nowadays as we get close to this election. One of the things that I wanted to touch with you on, because I talked about it on this show not too long ago, and that was the flawed FBI study that came out about active shooters. This would be a good time to talk about this on the heels of what we just saw happen in Washington. Now, when I, John, talked about that study, I pointed out a couple things on there that I thought were beneficial to gun owners, such as the fact that about 70 to 80% of where those shooters, what they claim to be active shooters were actually in gun-free zones. That worked to our advantage. I think it made our point. But you point out, as you always do, so much deeper. Why was this study so flawed in your mind?
Right. The big claim that came out of the study was that there had been a massive increase in these mass public shootings over the last decade and a half or so, from 2000 to 2013. It's simply not true. A couple things that happened. One is they missed a number of large mass shootings. They missed 20 cases where two or more people had been killed. But the ones that they missed were almost all from the beginning of the period. So if you miss ones early on, it's going to make it look like you start from a lower amount and then going up to a higher amount. So that makes it look like there's a bigger increase over time. Mm-hmm. The second thing that they did was, when they're using this term active shooters, in the past, mass public shootings were always defined as four or more people killed or three or more people killed. But now they want to include cases where you have a gun shot in public and no one's killed or injured. And the problem is, one, very difficult to know what the number of those cases are. There's no database. Police don't collect that. What they ended up doing was they did news searches on it. I don't think anybody really believes that news searches are going to have all of those cases where you have a gunshot in public and nobody is killed or injured.
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem is worse than that, though, and that is if you were to go and do a news search on something like that, just go on the Internet, what you're going to find is that you're mainly going to get cases from the last few years. And that doesn't mean it's only from the last few years. It's just kind of an artifact of searching for things on the Internet. And so, and in fact, when you look at it, about 80% of those types of cases are from literally the last few years. So you you do two things. You're missing cases at the beginning. You're including cases that you only expect to be able to pick up at the end, which most people probably don't even think of as mass public shootings. But since they're only almost all at the end of the period, it makes it look higher than it otherwise would have been. If you had those cases over the whole period and not just from the last few years, mm-hmm. it would also make it look flatter. So those are just some of the problems. You know, it's this claim about 70-80% of these cases occurred in places where that were gun-free zones. It's simply not very well done. I mean, they don't go and actually look to see whether places were posted or not. I don't really think that that was a main point at all, and I don't think they, of their study, and I don't think they carefully went through and got that data. When I've gone through and done it, I literally only find a couple cases where you have a mass public shooting that occurred where general people weren't able to go and get a gun for self-defense. To me, the big issue that comes up right now over the last week, as you mentioned, is these lone wolf terrorists. And the problem mm-hmm. that you have is that, well, they want to go and beef up security agencies, you know, NSA or whatever. Canada wants to go and give it, you know, security operations, more power to track people's emails and what have you. That's not likely to be very useful. The very fact that they're lone individuals indicates that it's unlikely that you're going to, even if you read their emails and what have you, that you're going to find information that's going to be useful in stopping an attack. To me, we can learn a lot from Israel in this case, and that is terrorists have huge strategic advantages. They choose the time and place when an attack's going to occur. And what Israel tried to do for decades was to go and have more military, more police on the street in order to try to stop these attacks. But what they learned is that they could spend an infinite amount of money, and it still wouldn't be sufficient to stop these types of attacks because, let's say you have a terrorist on a bus and you have two police officers there. Terrorist has at least a couple options. One is simply be patient, wait until the police leave, and then go and do the attack, or to kill the people in uniform first. And what Israel kept on doing, as I said, they kept on trying to spend more and more money, trying to get more military, more police on the street. But at some point in the early 70s, they realized that that wasn't working. And so what they did was they essentially allowed civilians to go and carry handguns with them. And the benefit of letting people go and carry concealed handguns is that the terrorist now on the bus, even when the police might leave the bus, he doesn't know who he has to take out. You know, there could be somebody behind him or on the side or in front who's going to be able to go and respond if he starts to go and do something. And since he doesn't know what individual he has to take out first, it makes it much more difficult for him to go and do the attack. And look, we have about 12 million Americans right now who have concealed handgun permits. You have another 6 states that allow people to carry without having to have a permit. And, you know, that provides real safety benefit in the sense that you have people who are just walking around who, if something bad were to happen, will hopefully be there on the spot relatively quickly. Now, that's not true for the whole country. I mean, you have some place like Los Angeles, California, the county there has about 8 million adults, but they have about 240 people with concealed handgun permits. In some place like San Francisco, you have 0 people with permits. And obviously, places like New York City, it's very difficult to get permits. And it's more of a problem than just the number of people who go and get permits. It's also the types of people who go and get permits. You're going to have the 240 people in Los Angeles are all very well-to-do, very well-connected individuals that are there. And so there's a lot of targets that could be hit where the terrorists don't need to worry about somebody possibly being there and able to stop an attack were to occur. And it seems to me that's what we should be talking about. We should be advising individuals if we think these threats are serious. And, you know, just over the last month, you know, you've had the beheading in Oklahoma City, which was stopped by someone with a concealed handgun permit. One person was beheaded. They were stabbing in about
John, I need to. That's a good place to stop you when we take the break. When we come back, I'm going to throw a dart here because I've got too much to talk to you about and not enough time. And I appreciate everything, ladies and gentlemen. CrimeResearch.org to read this stuff, the truth for yourself that the mainstream media doesn't give you. We'll be back, Crossbreed Holster Studios with Dr. John Lott right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
It really is the Crossbreed Holster Studios, isn't it, Carol?
It is, and it makes me smile every time I hear it.
Yeah, it's great. Every time the intro comes on, I see you grinning from ear to ear, and it's really neat. Justin Murray, a pleasure to be here with you, my friend.
You too as well.
Finally, we don't have to travel somewhere to meet at all these remote locations. We can come right here and be home in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and that's a beautiful thing. We're listening to John Lott, and as I often say, some of the best radio that is the radio the listeners never get to hear, and that's what we talk about in between the breaks. And you were talking about the wealth of information that we're hearing from our guest, John Lott, and how you are on his email list. You read the emails just like I get them. Your thoughts?
Oh, I'm just amazed at all the information that he puts out there and just how knowledgeable it is. And what a wonderful resource just to hear the truth and to hear what is really going on behind the scenes in our government and in so many other areas. It's a wonderful resource, too. If you're not on his list, I really recommend that you do. It's great knowledge.
Yeah, crimeresearch.org, and you can get everything that you can hear John talking about right now. Justin, I know you see the information, too.
Absolutely.
And it is just overwhelming. But the fact that the mainstream media only covers this from their angle, it's just beautiful to be able to have John as a resource. Let's bring him back onto Armed American Radio right now. John, welcome back to the show. Every time we have you on, I hate when the breaks come because we're all sitting here listening in fascination. Let's go back to we stopped you at the break with the beheading in Oklahoma. I have to ask you this on that note. Clearly a terrorist attack. What do you think? Why was Canada so quick to call the attack on their parliament last week instantly a terrorist attack, and our president looks at Fort Hood as a workplace violence? Well, what's up with that?
My guess is you can answer that at least as well as I can. I mean, it's obviously a lot of politics involved in it. I don't know what else to say. Clearly, you look at the Oklahoma case. They don't want to view that as a terrorist attack, but yet the person was making certain claims, in Arabic while he was doing the beheadings. If one looks at his internet searches and things that he had been reading, it was very clear that, he was a newly converted Muslim and was fairly radicalized on these issues. So, look, to me, the bottom line, while it matters somewhat, obviously, what these things are called, the important thing is how do we make people safe?
Right.
And while my research indicates to me that police are the single most important factor for reducing crime, I think the police themselves realize the limits that they have and how they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime has occurred. I mean, you look at surveys of police officers, Police One, which is the largest private association of police officers in the country with over 400,000 members. They surveyed their members about a year and a half ago. And, you have like 80-some percent of police officers think that private ownership of guns is either extremely or very important in terms of reducing violent crime. And the reason why they know that is that they know they arrive on the scene after the attack. And these types of terrorist attacks, whether you want to call them terrorist or not, there's no way that our police can be there all the time to protect everybody. And these killers will try to search out those venues, those places where they don't have to worry about somebody stopping them. So, just look at some of the attacks this year. You have the Santa Barbara killer. If you read his 141-page manifesto, it's chilling the detail that he goes through.
Right.
In trying to determine where he's going to attack. And one of the things that he explicitly takes into account is whether or not people are going to be able to be there to stop him with guns. He has an example of thinking about going and doing an attack in Isla Vista during spring break. Apparently, Santa Barbara is kind of the in place for students from around California to go during spring break. But he said it wouldn't make any sense to do that because he looked at past YouTube videos of the events, and there were lots of police around. And he said, you know, maybe he could go and kill one or two of the police, but there were so many there that they would kill him before he was able to go and kill many of the students. Even in Canada, the Moncton mass public shooter in Canada from June this year, on his Facebook page, he had comics dealing with gun-free zones. He had one comic where you had a killer there shooting people, and one of the civilians that he was about ready to shoot has a bubble over his head saying, "You can't do this. We banned guns in this area. You're not allowed to have guns here." And the guy, when he's pointing the gun at the victim there, is thinking to himself, what a moron, right before he shoots him. And, you know, so these guys in both of these cases understood why they wanted to try to find places where victims weren't able to go and defend themselves. But that's the very reason why we need to support people being able to go and defend themselves in these places and encourage them. When Israel has an increase in terrorist attacks, the national police chief will go on radio and television and remind everybody who's able to go and carry a gun that they should do so, because it's their responsibility to go and be there on the scene to protect themselves and protect others. I mean, carrying a gun around is a bit of a burden, but they're producing a benefit for others. The fact that some people are carrying there makes it so the terrorists will think twice before doing certain types of attacks.
John, it's the wealth of information. I could keep you on the program for another 2 hours and continue this conversation. I know I'm going to hear in just a couple of seconds, John's going to say we have 30 seconds left. So in anticipation of that, number one, I want to thank you for the incredible information that you bring to Armed American Radio listeners every time you're on the program, number one. And number two, I want to stress again, crimeresearch.org, correct, where people can join your lists and read this incredible information, right?
Yeah, no, if they just go to the website, there's an email address there that they can go and send me a note, and we'll add them on to our email list that we send out.
It's fantastic. And everything that you talk about seems, we're all sitting in the room shaking our heads. It's common sense to us, yet it's very difficult to wrap our heads week after week after week, day after day, around the other side that for whatever reason just doesn't see this. And as you were talking about the manifesto and the gun-free zones, we saw the same thing in Connecticut, didn't we? In the same manifesto that he put together, he was worried about the same thing in Connecticut. I mean, it just seems like such a no-brainer.
Well, I mean, we see these people time after time. I mean, even going back to Columbine, there you had a situation where Dylan Klebold was strongly against concealed carry. According to Doug Dean, who was the majority leader of the state house at the time, he had written his state legislators opposing
that break again.
The concealed carry law.
And, John, I've got to stop you there, my friend. I'm sorry, that clock gets in the way all the time. We're all sitting here shrugging our shoulders. We could keep you on, and we'll bring you back soon. CrimeResearch.org, ladies and gentlemen, CrimeResearch.org. Read the facts. Educate yourself. Get your head out of the headlines. Read the facts. Armed American Radio continues from Missouri right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Republic, Missouri. It's really fun being here. The Gun Owners of America is a fantastic organization if you're not a member. You know, how many times do I have to ask you to go stand in front of the mirror and ask yourself why? Why aren't you a member? These organizations work on donations, and most of them are $20 a year. You can get in $20 a year. We're not Bloomberg with $20 billion. We're millions of people with $20. Justin, you're shaking your head.
Absolutely.
Murray, I'll call you Murray. I can't. It's hard for me to do that. But anyway, Murray, right?
Yes.
Okay. I can call you either one?
Either one.
Okay. Works for me. You'll answer. You'll turn over. Yes, sir.
I answered lots of things.
There you go. The grassroots efforts, I mean, how important is it?
Oh, absolutely important. Without the local people speaking up and saying what they want, the people with large amounts of money and the politicians are the ones that are going to push what they feel that we should do down our throats.
Carol, I know you agree. Again, we're sitting here in agreement, shaking our heads. I wish we had this on video. People could see the conversation that we're actually having. But it is so true. It's so important that people get involved right now with an election coming up. You know, the control of the Senate on the verge right now. We've got to get the Senate back.
Absolutely.
Grassroots is how vital.
extremely vital, and it's important to get the information out there to the people that they know, that they hear, that they hear the truth, and become more informed to make the best vote they possibly can.
We just heard from John Lott, just an absolute incredible wealth of information, and all of us sit here every time he's on the program, we listen, and just he just goes and comes out with just this incredible wealth of info. It's all right there for you at crimeresearch.org. I know you get the emails. I get the emails. Murray, I know you get the emails too. Yes. Trent gets the emails. But to be able to educate ourselves, he referred in his previous segment to the Police One survey.
Yes.
Of over 400,000 law enforcement officers, largest private. Is it the largest private?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Close to a half a million.
Yeah, a very large group of work. Yeah, police one.
Great resource. I think it's policeone.com, isn't
yes.
it? PolicEone.com.
Right? Yeah, it's a great resource even for law enforcement.
Okay. You were law enforcement for how long?
10 years.
Active duty for 10 years.
Yes.
Would you agree with me if I told you that most law enforcement officers were pro-gun and agreed with me?
I believe most rural or outside of major urban city law enforcement are pro.
The ones that haven't been brainwashed by Eric Holder in the big city and haven't grown up living in Boston their whole lives, right?
Yes.
Okay. How many, I don't want to put you on the spot, I know you don't have a number, but would you agree with me that most police officers who see crime with their own eyes and react to it every day and go to the crime don't leave their families undefended when they go to work?
Oh, absolutely. Especially law enforcement officers you work with around here, their spouses are just as proficient as they are.
Is there hypocrisy among some of the officers, some of those big city officers? I guarantee those big city officers leave their homes defended, don't they?
That they leave their homes defended, and they'll carry in the spots they're not supposed to just because they don't feel safe or that there's not security provided for them. So they're going to carry and provide their own security.
Okay. Does that surprise you, Carol?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. Ultimately, you know, we want to save ourselves, and even if that means breaking, like you said, that rule or whatever, I think people are going to do it to save themselves, their family.
And you sell a lot of holsters to law enforcement, too.
Absolutely.
So you have that inside information. You know a lot of law enforcement officers are carrying in your holsters on duty and off duty as well.
Yes.
As well as the general population, the concealed carry movement and civilian.
Very much.
So, yeah, it's a fascinating conversation. We're getting ready to have another one now. Neil McCabe, he is Armed American Radio's Washington editor. That's a cool thing to have. He's our man on Capitol Hill, as you know, that brings us all of the information and connects us with all of the heavy hitters and the politicians who are running in some very difficult races right now. Rob Astorino is going to join us. Did you know there was a Republican running against Cuomo?
No.
Yeah, the media doesn't like to tell you that, do you? But Armed American Radio will. So let's go right to Neil McCabe first. Neil McCabe in Washington, how are you, brother?
Hey, phenomenal, Mark. It's good to be with you. And so you're in the actual Crossbreed Studio.
How cool is that, huh? We're really in Republic, Missouri at the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We've taken
a lot of leather. You find a lot of leather in that place?
And every bit of it from America, there isn't a Chinese button in the house, I can tell you.
No Chinese cows?
No Chinese whatsoever. Why don't you do the honors, Neil, and introduce our next guest, would you please?
Yeah. You know, Rob Astorino is the chairman of the Westchester County government in New York State. And for those of you whipping out your atlases, the small town of Chappaqua, where Bill and Hillary pretend to live, is right in Westchester County. So this is a guy who's actually responsible for making sure that they have a happy and safe life. Rob Astorino is running against Andrew Cuomo, and it's a very tough fight. He's getting no support from the Republican Governors Association and Chris Christie. Chris Christie is the chairman of the RGA next door. He's getting no help from the media. Usually you'd think the media enjoys a good fight, but he's getting no help, but he won't give up. I really want to bring him on, and I'm glad, Mark, you have the time, because we can talk about so many things that go on in New York. I know the SAFE Act is one of the most horrific pieces of legislation ever passed. Rob, are you with us?
I am, Neil. And Mark, how are you guys? How's everybody?
Doing wonderful, Rob. Thank you for joining us on the program. I have so much to talk with you about. And again, time is going to be our number one enemy. First, let's go to what Neil just touched on. Chris Christie. What's his problem? And I'll just tell you right out of the gate, I am no fan of Chris Christie. What is his problem? Why is he not supporting you in New York State?
You'll have to ask him. And, you know, I've basically said it doesn't really matter because we've gotten a lot of support from other governors.
Good.
Rick Perry was here with me, who I've gotten to know well. We campaigned in Long Island and in Buffalo. Bobby Jindal was just up last week. We've had Governor Scott Walker, Governor Romney, actually, I just spoke with yesterday, and he's doing some stuff for us already, sent out a big email and attacked Cuomo. We've had a lot of support from everybody, with the exception of Chris Christie, who, again, was at a press conference with Andrew Cuomo yesterday. So you'll have to ask Governor Christie why he's abandoned us completely. But, you know, we're in a position to win this race. And we really and truly are. I mean, the mood in New York State is one of throw the bums out. Andrew Cuomo is under a major investigation, federal corruption. The U.S. attorney in New York is investigating Andrew Cuomo and his staff for corruption, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, serious stuff. Cuomo's numbers, by the way, just so you know, they're at 50 or below 50 in all the polls now.
Yeah, I read that they were tightening, and that's I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know they are tightening right now. And as we get closer to next week and a couple of days after on Tuesday, it's going to tighten further. You're feeling comfortable about that, I can tell.
I'm telling you, this race is changing dramatically. In the latest poll, we're winning in the suburbs of New York. If we win and that holds, we'll win the race. New York City is going to be a very low turnout. Cuomo is absolutely panicking right now. So look how crazy it's getting here in New York right now, because Cuomo, in the debate the other night, called me a racist. He yesterday called me mentally ill because I agree with the Second Amendment. This is the crazy stuff that's going on. This is the sound of a panicked politician. He realizes that we are in a real position to win this race now. And when you have these polls that show that Andrew Cuomo's job approval is in the upper 30s and low 40s, where a majority of New Yorkers are saying we're going in the wrong direction, where he literally lost 40% of the Democratic vote in the primary against someone who had no money and just banged him on corruption and the economy. His base, his left base, is abandoning him. The voter turnout in New York City is going to be extraordinarily low, which helps us tremendously.
All right, I'm going to ask you to stop right there, if you would, because we're going to get ready to take a break. What I want to do is remind you and listeners in New York, you're listening right now, Albany, New York, Schenectady, New York, Troy, surrounding areas. Pay attention to this. Go to the polls. Corruption, it stinks. Change it. Make something happen in New York. We'll be back right after this with Rob Astorino.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit aliengearholsters.com today.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Republic, Missouri. That's a very cool thing to say. It's an honor to be sitting here. Wow. Murray, pleasure to be here with you. Carol, pleasure to be here with you. Time is flying. It always does on the program. And I've got to say just one thing before we go back to Neil McCabe. And before we go back to our guest, Rob Astorino, running for governor in New York as a Republican against Andrew Cuomo. I heard that Neil guy talking about pretending to be from that area, that Chacapua or whatever. And we live there. We don't pretend to be from there. Neil, what are you talking about? We're there. We're from there. I said it right, didn't I? Chacapua or something? Is that what it is? Neil, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, man.
You pick yourself up off the floor, brother.
Wow.
Did I say it right? Did Bill say it right? Is it Chacapua? It's Chappaquiddick. I'm sorry. It's Chappaquiddick. That's
wow.
Ouch. Don't what?
Don't cross that bridge.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. All right, let's go back to Rob Astorino. Rob.
For the record, Mark, Teddy and Mary Jo never did make it across that bridge.
That's a whole nother hour. Thanks for bringing that up, Neil. Appreciate it. Rob Astorino running for governor in the state of New York against Andrew Cuomo. It's a poll, isn't it? You got that? How are the coattails of his father, Mario, still there?
No, they're gone. In fact,
good.
The nightmares of Mario were still here, though. And what we do hear from people say is he's not like Democrats are saying. He's nothing like his father. And they don't mean that in a good way. They mean that Mario, to liberals, was principled. Andrew, today, is transactional. He doesn't stand for a thing except Andrew. And so that's why he's got big problems on his left. And independents are swinging our way this year. You have to understand how New York votes in off years. This is not a presidential. I'd have no chance whatsoever if this were a presidential year. In an off year, this, you know, the suburbs come out not in record numbers. New York City is quiet, and upstate comes out normally, and sometimes in bigger numbers like this year. The SAFE Act, which you mentioned, was a law that Cuomo jammed through the legislature in the middle of the night. No public comments, no public hearings. It has since been found partially unconstitutional by a federal judge. It limited to seven bullets, and it was amended multiple times. That's how bad it was. Mm-hmm. And everywhere upstate, you see repeal the SAFE Act signs. And now on every lawn with that, you also see my lawn sign. You know, I've been endorsed by the NRA. I have an A rating. I'm a member of the NRA. I'm a member of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. And this is an opportunity to tell the Andrew Cuomos of the world, the Michael Bloombergs of the world, and all that would dare try to scratch away the Second Amendment that we're not going to allow it. And could you imagine that if a pro, now I'm a social conservative too, and a pro-gun Second Amendment believer gets elected in New York State as governor on a big issue like this, that will send shockwaves to the other 49 states. And I think it would be, in some ways, checkmate for some of those people who are trying to do away with the Second Amendment in America. And that includes a lot of Democrats around the country who are in red states or purple states. And there's no bigger message you can send than money and a vote on Election Day for me. Because my running mate, by the way, Sheriff Chris Moss, is the president of the New York State Sheriff's Association. He and almost every other sheriff in New York has come out vocally against the SAFE Act. And, you know, you were talking about Westchester, where I'm the county executive. Westchester's a million people. We border the Bronx, so we're the northern suburb of New York City. And we're 2-1 Democrat. It's a deep blue county. You mentioned the Clintons live here. A lot of the Hollywood elite, you know, Michael Bloomberg has two homes here, all that kind of stuff. And when I ran in 2009, nobody gave me a shot. I was 30 points down in the polls. I was 15 down on Election Day. And we won. And we didn't win by a little. We won big against a Democrat who was well-known and outspent me 5-1. We won by 13 points twice. And all their campaign was about against me in 2009 and last year in my reelection, guns and abortion. Mm-hmm. And I brought back the gun show to Westchester County. It had been banned for 12 years under the previous administration. I brought back the gun show.
Good for you.
And you know, they made that their whole issue, that I was going to – now Cuomo's got stuff out. I want to put guns in little kids' hands so they can go to school. You know?
Right. You know, yeah, no, this is ludicrous. It's insanity. I want to point out, I want listeners to understand, and back me up if I'm correct. I believe I am. But once you get out of New York City and outside of Westchester and begin moving into the northern suburbs and counties in New York is very red upstate. Yeah. The problem that we have is New York and the population center, as you said, being deep blue from Westchester and then into the boroughs, correct?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And let me jump in before we run out of time. I know where you're going, Mark, but I do want to make the point that in 1994, George Pataki beat Cuomo, and nobody saw it coming.
That's right.
Right. Well, that's a great point, Neil.
Cuomo knows it's possible now because he has literally spent $15 million in 4 weeks on harsh, pure, false negative ads against me. And he can't bury me.
Well, that's a great sign. Now you wear that with a badge of honor when he's getting desperate like that.
We keep gaining. He keeps losing. And see, he sees it slipping through in this kind of year especially. So we're in the middle of an Ebola little crisis in New York now with a patient here. And he has thoroughly botched this. And he's getting chewed alive by the press right now. So my message to everybody in America right now, and especially those in New York, you want to send the biggest message around the nation, because when they wake up on November 5th and we have won, that will send the biggest message, because one of the biggest campaign themes in this race was guns. My stance in favor of the Second Amendment, Cuomo's SAFE Act, and opposition to it. So let it begin in New York, and it'll shut down the rest of the conversation in the country when they start talking about taking away Second Amendment rights. So please, you know, we need your help. We need everyone's donation, whether it's $25, $100, it's going right on TV in these last 8 days. And certainly if you're a New Yorker, if you're a gun owner, because we've been working with the Second Amendment groups and SCOPE and the NRA and the New York State Rifle and Pistol and everybody to make sure if gun owners vote this year, we win, period.
Yeah, that's a great point. Rob, in the essence of time, I couldn't agree more. You need the support. We want to be there to offer it for you as well. Please, with the last couple minutes that we have, tell people where they can go to support your campaign. You're listening in New York. Pay attention to this, please.
Yep, and if you're listening anywhere else, your money is accepted.
Yeah, no question about it. You don't have to live in New York, that's for sure. That's where can people go to help your campaign?
Yep, go right now. Go to robastorino.com. It's A-S-T-O-R-I-N-O, robastorino.com. You can donate there, find out more about me. You can go on our Facebook or Twitter. And like I said, let's make New York the stand in the most improbable.
Well, I'll tell you, that would be great to see. Rob, that's the hour. Thank you so much joining us. I know your schedule is very busy. Anything we can do to help, reach out to us. You know how to get through to us with Neil McCabe. Neil McCabe, thank you for joining us and making that interview possible. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on you. It's on your heads. The grassroots matter. RobAstorino.com and help him beat Cuomo. What a message that would send. He's right on the money. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, coming to you, filling your prescription for freedom live from Republic, Missouri at the home of Crossbreed Holsters. And I'm sitting here with Carol, and I'm sitting here with Murray, and I tell you this every week. I'm going to tell you again right now. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club and carry it in a Crossbreed. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.